base, where the Gemara says that one of the requirements of Esed HaKalos HaSei is Ve'idna, that at the moment you're violating the law, you fulfill the mitzvah HaSei. We start to discuss that how exactly do we apply that concept of Ve'idna. The Gemara's case is somewhat extreme. It means, Ketisha, breaking up a clod of dirt for the purpose of Kisi Adam. That time window can be hours. It can be a minute, but it can also be hours as well. That's what the Gemara says is not considered to be Ve'idna. But how limited indeed is that definition? The Gemara gives us a couple of cases where absolutely is Ve'idna. The case of Kalayim and Tzitzis, the case of Mila B'Tzaras, that certainly is Ve'idna. The moment you violate the law, then you fulfill the mitzvah Saseh, but that would not be true when it comes to accessing dirt, Al Yidei Malacha, for the purpose of Kisi Adam. So we started to discuss a very, very fundamental Machlokas Rishon. Without going through all the details of that Tosus, Kitchen Daf Mem Aleph, Tosus writes the following Kiddush, that we don't allow an Esed HaKalos HaSei in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kru Urvu. Why exactly is that true? So Tosus had three different terutz in. The first teretz of Tosus was, in that case of the Gemara, Chatziyev and Chatziyev and Chorin, Efsu L'Kayim Shneim. The third teretz of the Gemara, also an important Kiddush to realize that there are two parties involved when you're talking about a Maisa Bia. So you have to have an essay for both. An essay for him, an essay for her. And if she is not Bichlala essay, how can you argue? Esed HaKalos HaSei. So therefore, if you're dealing with Kruvu, that the man is obligated, but the woman is exempt, even though no doubt she participates, Misayeya, clear, but nonetheless, if technically she's exempt, you cannot apply the principle of Esed HaKalos HaSei. We pointed out the Chiddush, that the Gemara Yevamos Navchav does apply Esed HaKalos HaSei to the mitzvah of Yibum, and apparently according to Tosus, Poshim Shat, without Lumdus, Poshim Shat. It sounds from that Tosus that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Yibum, because Tosus writes clearly, you cannot apply Esed HaKalos HaSei unless every party that provided the law is indeed fulfilling the mitzvah. And then Tosus says that mid-teres, that was relevant for us, that's not considered to be Be'idna. Be'idna. How isn't that Be'idna? You're talking about Isuri Bia, and Puruvu, how is that not considered to be the Idna? Tosus does not write that Puruvu requires the birth of a son and a daughter years. No. Tosus says that Puruvu requires Gemarbi. Without that, you can't potentially have children. And you violate Isuri Bia when it comes to Tchilas Bia. Tchilas Bia. Wow. A Maisa Bia typically is defined as Tchilas Bia. That Sugi Vamos Tavchav that I just alluded to now says that's even true when it comes to Yibum. Wow. Yibum, I could have argued, Yibum. If Yibum is Lahakim Shem Lachiv Hameis, maybe I would have argued Yibum should be like Puruvu, that Gemar Bia, no, that's Mufurish in Gemara. That even Yibum is Tchilas Bia. Even Yibum is Tchilas Bia. So Tosu says it doesn't meet the requirement of Beitzad Alches. It doesn't meet the requirement of Idna. You violate the Isser, and only subsequently is there a mitzvah, and therefore, that's not good enough. You require literally Be'idna. But that's such a great Kiddush. That Be'idna means that you cannot isolate even for a second. Well, the beginning of that from the conclusion of the act, and therefore that's not considered to be the case of Be'idna. And we pointed out the Rishonim that disagree, the Pisketosus, Vachim Osamates, that really is not true, that is called Be'idna. If A requires B in such a case, you know what? That is called Be'idna. How do you have a Gemara without a Tchilas Bia? That's considered to be one seamless act. In our Gemara, a Malacha, to access dirt and then to do Kisi Adam, that's not called Be'idna. That's not Be'idna. But we are talking about a single act in such a case where A requires B, in such an instance, that clearly is called Be'idna. We even saw last week on the Erev Pesachim Davav that the Tiltul Chametz and the Sreifas HaChametz, that's called Be'idna. After all, if I say you have to engage in beer, there's mitzvah tashbis. Really, it means beer without daring, move the Chametz. This Chametz is in this bedroom, this Chametz is in that bedroom. It means burn it in its place, set the whole house ablaze. That's tashbis. Clearly, Tashbisu means that the Tiltul is considered to be. It's hard to argue that the act of Kotesh is considered to be the Tchilas Kisi Adam. But to say that the process of Tashbisu begins when a person goes in and is mitaltal v'chametz. That the mirror writes that is called v'idna. Unlike pikuach hagal and tkiya shofar. If you have a shofar which is buried under debris, there you don't assume that I can violate any element of malacha to access the shofar for the purpose of tkiya shofar. That's not called v'idna. Well, the mirror writes, of course that's not called v'idna. Pikuach hagal and tkiya shofar. But the tiltal chametz and the bir chametz that the mirror writes is considered to be that which is v'idna. So that's a very, very great chiddush. The Tosus writes that we're not willing to call a tchilas via en, a gemar via as be'idna. One could formulate it in the following sense. That be'idna is not defined in terms of kiyam ha-mitzvah. Be'idna is defined in terms of maisa ha-mitzvah. There's no kiyam ha-mitzvah puru. But in terms of maisa ha-mitzvah, the maisa ha-mitzvah is only gemar via and not tchilas via. Right, we divide it so tightly, incrementally, to say that the Maisa HaMitzvah begins with, of course not. It is considered to be seamlessly one Maisa Mia. In such a case, that is called Be'idna. Let's say the case of our Gemara. You have a Neged Saras, right, B'makom Mila. So you remove the Neged Saras. If I were to stop there, you're done. But the Mila is a Mila Kshera. You stop there, the Mila is done. You're going to tell me, of course not. The Mila is not done with the Ketzitza Sanega. You know what? Mila requires Mila. Mila requires Priya. Maybe Mila requires Atufe Dama. No? That there are many elements of Bris Mila. Mal v'lo parak yulo mal. So how is it considered to be the Idna if a person goes and just removes the Neged Saras? You remove the Neged Saras, okay, you know what? You've removed a fraction of the Arla. Okay, but you stop there, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. How is that called bidna? That clearly is bidna. You know what the answer will be? Well, of course, it doesn't mean it's a mila ksheir with the removal of the neged saras. That's the case. You did everything, and at the last fraction of an inch, there's a neged saras, and with that, you fulfill the mitzvah of bris mila. Certainly not. But if it's one seamless act, that indeed is considered to be bidna, and that meets the requirement of it. That's an important machlokis when it comes to the hadara of bidna. And then I wanted you to see that Rambam and Raif at the very end of Hilchos Klein, Perek Yud Halacha Lamed Beis, they're fascinating. A kohen obviously is obligated when he performs avoda to dan bigdei kohen. But clearly, there clearly is the case. And Big Day Kunit contains Shabbos. Big Day Kohen Hedya, the Avnet is Kalayim. Okay? Well, obviously, that's not an Aveira of Kalayim. The Kohen must wear the Big Day Kunit. You know, sometimes you can have an essay that will also say where the circumstance presents itself where, A and B collide. Sometimes he pointed out in an earlier shiurim, it's not the circumstance presents itself, it's true by essence, by definition. No. You can't have Big Day Karuna without an Isser of Kilayim. Just like you can't have Yibum without an Isser of Eishes Ish. Is that really typical Esed of Halosah say? You know, you have, for example, an Isser of Tzitzis, and you have an Isser of Kilayim, and the two could coincide. The two could clash. It really depends on the circumstance. If you have a linen garment, and you affix wool tzitzis, guess what? There you have a clash. But very often you won't have a clash. We'll have a wool garment, wool tzitzis, we're good to go without. Sometimes you have a clash by essence, by definition. Yibam and Eishasah. Or Kilayim and Big Day Kuna. You know, I would say the Muskel Rishon would be the following. Kilayim and tzitzis, ooh, you know what? Maybe yes, maybe no. Kilayim and Big Day Kuna. By definition, you're trying to fashion Big Day without Klein, guess what? That's not Big Day Kuna. Of course, indeed, that's true. If I were to throw around terms of Hutra and Dukhliya, you know what I would say as a starting point? I would say Klein and Sitzis is Dukhliya. But Klein and Big Day Kuna, only Dukhliya, by essence, by definition. Of course, indeed, that's true. So the Rambam, the very last halacha of Hilchos Klein, Yud Lamed Beis, the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. The coin has to be very careful. You're only allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna Litzarech Avodah. Okay? According to this, be very careful. You're only allowed to wear Big Day Kuna Vishas Avodah. Vishas Avodah. Imagine a Kohen Gadol wear Big Day Kuna Shalom Vishas Avodah. Wow. You know what the Rambam writes? Malchus Darais. Malchus Darais. Lo kamitnei ha'avnei shehu kilayim. The license to wear big day kuna, the matir, is avoda. So if a kohen is wearing big day kuna shelo b'shas avoda, that's no good. And the Rambam spells it out. Bo hutra ela b'shas avoda, shu mitzvah sasei. And the Rambam adds two words. Kamo hatzitzis. Whoa. What Rambam compares kilayim and tzitzis to kilayim big day kuna? Wow. That's important. And the Rambam writes the heter is a limited heter. The heter is only b'shas avoda. Only b'shas avoda. And if the kohen will dare a big day kuna shlo b'shas avoda, malchus darais. Malchus Darais. Well, the Ravid has two haras, right? And that Rambam. Right? First, the Rambam says, the Ravid, I disagree. That's not true. There's no Malchus if the coin wears big Nushal B'Shas Avoda. Number two, he's bothered by a technical point of the Rambam, and that is, why is the Rambam only bothered by the Avnei? Only the Avnei has Kilayim. The Choshen doesn't have Kilayim. The Eifel doesn't have Kilayim. The Ravid is bothered. Okay, let's assume the Rambam Shita. So why is the Rambam picking up the Avni? Now, what about the Choshen? What about the Eifel? Those are the Horas of the Ravid Shita. So let's start with the Rambam. Big Day Kuna, yes. It involves Kilayim, a limited Hector. Limited Hector, B'Shasavod. Okay. So I'll ask you the following. Very, very simple. Very simple. Okay, so I told the Kohen, you know what? You can only wear big day kuna b'shasavod. Okay, so you know what? I see that the kohen, he goes into this room. You know what that room is called? That's called Lishkas Pinchas Amalbish, no? That's the dressing room, no? The kohen goes in there. He's putting on his big day kuna. And I kind of yell at the kohen, I told you, only b'shasavod. I told you, only b'shasavod. All right, what right do you have to... So what exactly? You know, to put on the big day kahuna. The kohen says to me, I have to wear the big b'shas avoda. Give me 5 minutes. No, I'm not taking a coffee break. I'm putting on the big day kahuna to go ahead and do the avoda. No, so interesting. Shagasari in the earlier Simon Chavtes writes, is that bidna? Is that bidna? Obviously, the kohen cannot just wear the big day kahuna literally b'shas avoda. You have to give him a little breathing room. He's not a malach. No, you have to give him, you know what? You can do the avodah in 5 minutes. Go change. No, see, changes. What about that 5 minutes? So that's part of that, the Shagasari Iskasha, Chavtes. And that's part of that Turiyev and Chagiga. You know what you have to see according to the Rambam? That's called the Idna. Oh, this ketosis. How do you go ahead and do a avodah with big day kuna without, you know, You have to build in something. Some window, no. So don't take a half hour. But at least build in what is necessary in order to go ahead and to perform the avoda. And that indeed is called the idna. It's not obvious that that indeed is called the idna. So how can this even be my focus? What do you mean? Do I give you any wiggle room? Of course you have to give wiggle room. Now, how in the world would you tell a kohen to go ahead and done big day kahuna without any wiggle room whatsoever? You have to only work b'shas avoda and not a second before. Obviously, there's a window. So the window is b'idna. It meets the requirement of, unless you sing the following. Who says kilayim big day kahuna is d'chuya? Esed ofalosa say. Who says that's true? Maybe I'll tell you the following. There is no Isser of Shabbos and Big Day Kuna by essence, by definition. Even Shalom B'Shas Avodah. When you're dealing with a Dechuy of an Essay of Chalosa, say, I require the Idna. There's a lag time when it comes to Big Day Kuna. I'll tell you two possibilities. Either the lag time is called the Idna, or Kilayim and Big Day Kuna is Hutra. It's Hutra, it's not Dechuyah. If this will be dechuya, you're right. You know, something would have to give. But you know what? Even if the kohen wears it an hour before, and if the kohen wears it an hour after, there's still no iser of kilayim. Just like there's no iser of ishes ach b'makom ibum, there's no iser of kilayim b'makom big day kahuna, and therefore you don't require be'idna. Wow, that's a very heavy machlokes. If you require be'idna, you have to expand the window of be'idna. If you don't require a bidden, you could be very, very limited in terms of bidna, but here indeed, it's not considered to be necessary. Well, and that Pashup Shat is the Rambam's Chiddush, that it's only Mutter B'Shas Avoda, but I have to be liberal in defining B'Shas Avoda to allow the leeway of. And therefore, that's exactly what Shagasari writes in Turi Evin. That, you know what, I'll argue that the Levish is considered to be Ischalta Davodehi. That's all considered to be a seamless act, which indeed is bidna. You finish the avoda. What are you going to say? You have an allowance to wear the big tikkunah for the rest of the day? Certainly not. You have to take it off immediately because the allowance of kilayim is only b'shas avoda. Wow, that's a fascinating kiddush that the Rambam indeed writes. I'll tell you this, that the Rambam holds that the levishas big tikkun is only allowed b'shas avoda. Yet the Rambam does hold that there is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah of levishas big tikkun. That's that Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. There's a mitzvah of levishas big tikkun. There's a twofold machlokes, the Rambam Nebahad. Right? The minyan mitzvahs. And I'll tell you, the Rambam has, when it comes to big tikkun, something that the Bahad doesn't have, and the Bahad has something that the Rambam doesn't have when it comes to big tikkun. You know, I will tell you the following. But conceivably, when it comes to big tikkun, I'll tell you there are two possible elements that should be counted in Sefer Mitzvos. One is a mitzvah slavisha. Good. And another is an isra mechusar begadim. If you wear the big tikkun, and if you don't, you violate a law, mevodas mechulales. There is a mitzvah slavisha's big tikkun, and an isra mechusar begadim. So how do I reckon that in Sefer Mitzvos? No? So guess what? The Bahag and the Rambam flip. The Rambam counts mitzvah say lamed gimel, a mitzvah vishas big dekuna, and the Rambam does not have an isra mechusar begadim. And the Bahag is the exact opposite. The Bahag, the Mosa say samaches, has an isra mechusar begadim, and the Bahag doesn't have a mitzvah vishas big dekuna. That's pretty stunning, no? Why would the Bahag not count Levisha's big dekuna? The Ramban writes, because according to the Bahag, Levisha's big dekuna is not a mitzvah, but rather it is a hechsher mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to do the avoda. And you cannot do the avoda without big dekuna. The Levisha's big dekuna is not a mitzvah, but rather it's a hechsher mitzvah. Wow. That's one machlokes, the Rambam and the Bahag. Whether there's a mitzvah slavisha, or whether levisha is just a heksha mitzvah, heksha avoda. Wow. And what about the flip side? The Bahag says, look, wearing big dekuna is a heksha mitzvah, but it's an isra lav daraisa if you do avoda without big dekuna. The Rambam disagrees. One Rambam disagrees. How can you disagree? You do avoda without big dekuna, guess what? You're chayiv. The avoda is mechulalas. How can you disagree? I'll tell you a chiddush in the Rambam. The Rambam in two places writes that you're a Kohen, don't you dare do avoda without big dekuna. Of course, it's nisa daraisa. The Rambam writes that in Perek Yud, halacha dalet of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, and the Rambam writes that in Perek Yutes, halacha beis of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Of course, it's nisa daraisa. Well, if it's nisa daraisa, count it in Sefer HaMitzvos. You know what the Rambam writes? It's Tani Kiddush. Bizman should be den alayim konasim alayim. Whoa, that's really nice, no? Meaning, you know what the Rambam writes? If you do avoda without big dekuna, the Rambam writes, dino kizar. You don't have a kedushas kohen avoda. That there's no separate iser of mechusar begadim. You're an unfit kohen. An unfit kohen is a zar. So the Rambam writes in both places, in Klei HaMikdash, Perek Yud, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yutes, the Rambam writes like stunning. Now, there's no iser per se of mechusar begadim. If you are not appropriately prepared to do avoda, guess what? You're a zar shavar. You know what? The big day couldn't have a status of klisharis. It's mekadish the kohen lavoda. If the Kohen doesn't have a big dekuna, he doesn't have the Kedushas Kohen Avoda. Wow. And therefore, the Isser is B'Torah Zar. The Isser is B'Torah Zar, not B'Torah Zar. Sounds like a fast in my focus, no? Like, I like that. Now that requires, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah of Misha, but there's no iser per se, mechuse begadim. According to Bahag, there's no mitzvah of Misha because it's a hechsher mitzvah, but there is an iser of mechuse begadim. But the Rambam has a mitzvah of Misha speak de kuna. But the mitzvah of Misha speak de kuna is b'shas avoda. B'shas avoda. So don't wear the big day kuna, shalom b'shas avoda. There's a mitzvah. A mitzvah of Misha. I'll tell you what I think is the Rambam Lashitasi, that there's a mitzvah of Misha speak de kuna. I think this is clear for a couple of reasons. If you take a look at the Rambam, beginning there, Perek Yud of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, you know what the Rambam writes? Ketzad Seder Levishas Begadim. But what's the Seder HaLevish? What's the Seder HaLevish? So now what I'll tell you, a Chiddush. The Rambam has a Seder Levish. A Seder Levish. Well, I would tell you, oh, you know what? Yeah, that sounds so reasonable. The Rambam writes there's a Mitzvah Levish. There's a Mitzvah Levish. If there's a mitzvah slavisha, you know, my next question would be, okay, what are the tateya mitzvah? What is the seder of the mitzvah slavisha? There's a mitzvah slavisha. Because if you were to assume, let's say, that levisha is not a mitzvah, it's just a hechsher mitzvah, like the Vahar, maybe one would argue, is it so obvious that there is a seder? Is it so obvious there is a seder? You know, you're going ahead and you're making your shofar. Making a shofar is not a mitzvah, no? So you know what? You'll ask me, do I start from the narrow end? Do I start from the wide end? No, do I clean out this first? Do I clean out that first? Do I cut this, cut that? You know, I'm going to tell you, you know, don't bother me. You know, like, it's really up to you. It's really up to you. You know, how you form the shofar, you know what? You can start with the wide end. You can start with the smaller end. You know, like, it really doesn't matter that much. Let it matter. You know what? A guy does a mitzvah. He does it out of order. Oh, didn't you tell me that it does? Of course, a mitzvah, there's a seder. Hechsher mitzvah, who says indeed there is such a seder when it comes to hechsher mitzvah? I'll tell you, the Rambam Lashitase, where the Rambam writes there's the mitzvah slavisha, that's the Rambam, Klei HaMikdash. Ketzad seder, levishas begadim. What really is the seder of? You know, I emphasize this because there's a minchas chinuch, mitzvah tzadites, where the minchas chinuch writes there's no seder levisha. There's no seder levisha. And he quotes this Rambam, Ketzad Seder Levishas Begadim, and writes the Rambam is Lavda. Rambam is Lavda. All the Rambam means to say is that the Michnasayim were first. That's already Gemara, Yom HaChavalah. The Michnasayim were first. Al Besara. So the Kohen has to go ahead and put the Michnasayim on first. But you know what? But there really is no Seder Levisha. There is no Seder Levisha. It's such a difficult Nefesh Mitzvah Tzadi test. There's no Seder Levisha. There's no Seder Levisha. I'll tell you two problems. I'll tell you two problems. Problem number one is, you know, like, okay, the Rambam writes, Ketzad Seder Levishas Begadim. To say there is no Seder Levishas Begadim is not so simple. Lav Dafka, Lav Dafka. Why in the world would that be Lav Dafka? Okay, Lav Dafka. No. What is the Seder Levisha? What is the Seder Levisha? Take a look at the Rambam now. So the Rambam writes, you know what the Seder Levisha is? The Michnasayim. And then the Ksones. And then the Avne, and then the Mitznefes. Whoa. I think that's compelling. That's compelling, no? Guess what? According to the Rambam, Levisha's big day kahuna is only Mutti B'Shas Avoda, and Shalom B'Shas Avoda there's no place. No? You saw that, no? Yud Lamed Beis. Okay, you know what? The idna, I understand. You have to expand in a little bit because what? Lo nita tomach yasharis. You have to give the coin 5 minutes to put on the big day kuna. No? Let me ask you the following question. When should the coin put on the avne? Avne has shatnes, no? When should the coin put on the shat? You know, I'm going to tell you. You know, I don't know. I don't remember that Rabbi Maclay HaMikdash. But one thing I'll tell you is the avne must be last. No? The Avni has shatnes. And there's no heter of Shalom B'Shas Avoda. And any allowance I'm going to give you is because push comes to shove. You know, you have to give a little leeway, a little breathing room. How's the Kohen supposed to put on his big day kuna? Only B'Shas Avoda. So you have to give the guy a few minutes. I understand. You know what? I'll tell you, one thing to me is clear. You know, I don't know the sugya human. I'm not exactly sure. But one thing to me is the avnet has to be last. No? Why would you put on the avnet earlier? The avnet is the shatnez. And guess what? The Rambam writes, you know what the state of the Visha is? Mechnasayim, ksones, avnet, misnefes. The avnet is not last. The avnet is third. The avnet is third. That's a pella, no? How in the world can the avnet be third? No? How can the avnet, look at the psukim presented. Yeah, but how can the avnet be third if there's an isra of shatnez and you're only allowed to wear the shatnez b'shas avoda? B'shas avoda, you have to expand a little bit because of the idna, I understand. But why in the world would you put the avnet on before the misnefes? You know what? Put everything on, carry the avnet with you, and when you're about to do the avoda, put on the avnet. Why would you not do that? No? I'll tell you, there must be only one answer. You know what the answer is? Ketzad seder levisha svegadim. Because there's a mitzvah of levisha, and there's a seder to the mitzvah. The Torah insists it. The Torah insists this is the seder. That's the seder. If you're going to tell like the Minchas Chinuch and Sarites that the whole seder is lav dafka, there really is no seder. All that's important is the kohen is wearing the big day kuna. Whoa, so how in the world can you put the avnet on before the mitznefes, no? And that's mafurish in the Rambam. Kate says, say to the vishas v'gan, the Rambam writes, 1, 2, 3, which is davne, and four. I think that's clear. There must be a seder levisha. And if the Torah mentions the big day kuna, that's a seder. That's a seder levisha. And I would go a step further. If there's a seder levisha, you know what the Rambam derived from that? If there's a seder levisha, because why would the Torah present the big deacon out of order if the kohen is not allowed to wear them in that fashion? If there's a seder levisha, there must be a mitzvah levisha. Because if levisha is only a hechsher mitzvah, why would there be a seder to the hechsher mitzvah? If all that's important is that the kohen is wearing all four garments when he does the avoda, and it's not a mitzvah, it's only a hechsher mitzvah, so why would there be a seder? And there is a seder because the Torah presents the Bidei Kuna Mechnasayim Ksones Avdet Misnefes. That the Rambam writes is Bedavka. I will tell you, he had no senes. That's the makar of the Rambam. That there is a mitzvah shlevisha. Not like the Bahag that is just considered to be a heksha, that I think is something which is critical. And he has Daiti against the Nechasim. Who writes that, you know what, that maybe the Rambam is lav dafka and there really is no seder levisha at all. But the allowance that we're going to give, you know, okay, to a friar to avoda, oh, that's the Shabbos Ari, to Rehavim, you know what? That's the Rambam's understanding of the Idna, Maisa Echad, Maisa Mitzvah. And therefore, that is considered to be sufficient. Well, without going through the Chazar of the previous Shurim that we had, remember that we did see that Chiddush HaTosus, Pesachim Daf Nun Tes Samad Aleph? No? Well, Tosa said the following Kiddush, that there's an exception to the Idna. There's an exception to the Idna. That was Tosa's great Kiddush. Exception to the Idna is a mitzvah rabbah or a mitzvah derabin. That was that Tosa's, no? A kohen accepting a karban from a chusar kippurim in order to partake a karban bezel. The kohen accepting the karban is a violation of the Esed HaShlama. And that enables later the individual to partake of Karban Pesach. Oh, that's not the Idna. And what was that Tosos Samsachim? The vehicle by which it's mutter is Esed Ochalos HaSeh. Well, our Gemara says he need Bidna. And that's Sugim Sachim Daf Nun Tes, that's not Bidna. So what did Tosos argue? Look, if you can demonstrate that there's something unique about this Mitzvah HaSeh, we're going to suspend the requirement of Bidna. Wow. So if you're talking about Karban Pesach, a mitzvah rabba, or you're talking about a mitzvah derabim. Wow. You don't need bidna. Remember that, no? And then we tie that in with the Ran, that Ran Rosh Hashanah, Tesla Beis, and Babi Arif, where the Ran was bothered by the following. You cannot go ahead, as we just discussed, and violate an Isser Malacha to access a Shofar. Why not? Why not? Oh, Mefurishim Gemara. Oh, Beis Mabeis. Because our sugya, Yom Tov is alive and then Essay. And then Essay, Dr. Loso, save Essay. So the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is unable to be Dochi, Sur Malacha, and Yom Tov. So you cannot go ahead and violate Malacha accessing or fashioning, crafting a Shofar to fill the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Why? Because Ein Essay, Dr. Loso, save Essay. What was the Ram bothered by? Well, of course not. It's not the Idna. It's not the Idna. It's not the Idna. Even if Yom Tov wouldn't be a Losa Sevese, if it would only be just a Losa Sevese, it doesn't meet the requirement of Beis and Achesim of Beis of Idna. It was the Ran's Kasha. What did the Ran answer? Kush did the Milsa Kama. Kush did the Milsa Kama. The Gemara is just telling you the true facts. Yom Tov is alive and an essay, and no Dechi is possible. Done. Done. You're right. Even if it wouldn't be an essay, still I would argue it shouldn't be done because it's not Idna. You don't have to come on to that. It's a non-starter. Yom Tov is alive and an essay. And in essay of halosa, save essay. The Ram writes, the Kushid Milsa Kama. What did we see? Oh, Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan disagrees and says the following. No. Shofar. Shofar is a mitzvah to Rabbim. A person is sounding the shofar, and the whole tzibur is being yotzei, that's a mitzvah d'rabim. And a mitzvah d'rabim does not require bidna. Oh, Tosis Pesachim, nun tes. Doesn't require bidna. So what's wrong with violating a malacha in order to fulfill the mitzvah t'kei shofar? To violate a malacha, beis achesem, beis for kisli hadam. Kisli hadam is like private mitzvah. That's no good. That's not bidna. But for shofar, a mitzvah the rabbin does not require the idna. Wow. Doesn't require the idna. Oh, so then you should be able to violate a malacha in order to access it. What's the answer? No. Rosh Hashanah obeys. Yom Tov is alive in an essay, and Ein Yesod HaKalosa, save essay. And that applies even to a mitzvah rabbin. Wow. That's Rabbi Natan. The Ram who writes Kushta de Milsa, and the Rabbi Natan that says you don't need the idna. If it's a mitzvah d'rabba, or a mitzvah d'rabbim. Oh, that's the Tosus, I'm Safin Adav Muntes. That's an important finish. Wow. Okay. So our Gemara, when it comes to the cases of Kisei Hadam, that two very important reasons why Malachi is impossible in order to access Dab, the Idna, and Ein Yesod HaKalosa Seves. The Gemara says the following. If it was just the Idna, you know what? I can be creative. You know what I'll do? You're right. I can't do malacha now for kisei hadam later. But if the case is, one of the cases in the Gemara, is I have a cloud of dirt. The problem is, I put the cloud of dirt on the dam. It's not mechasa the dam. I have to break it up into granules. And that's the problem of tochein. That's the problem of kotesh. I'll give you a very simple answer. Let's make it be'idna. Now, take the cloud of dirt, put it right on the dam. And as you go ahead and break it down, you're mechasa the dam. That would solve the problem of the idna. You know what the Gemara says? You're right. Wow, you're right. If literally they occur at the same moment, it doesn't have to be part of, you know, the principle, the typical maysa mitzvah. Kisei dam normally does not include tochen. But you know what? If you can create where al yedei ktisha, al yedei tchina, the mitzvah of kisei dam is performed, that would solve the problem of the idna. That's still no good because ein essay dochalosa say it is. All right? So I'll tell you an incredible kasha tosis. This is a tosis, kedushin, amidalad, amidalad. Tosis is bothered by the following. Well, tosis is based on assumptions. Are women obligated in the love of Shabbos and love of Yom Tov? Absolutely yes. Of course, no? Losasa chom lacha. Chom lacha sevada losasa. Women are obligated. Okay. Let me ask you a problem. Are women obligated in the essay of Shabbos or in the essay of Yom Tov? Why would I say no? Well, women are exempt from mitzvah seishas vandam. The los essay, of course, no shomer chayavos. But the essay, is a mitzvah say shem zman grama. And therefore, Tosus assumes a very great kiddush that women are exempt from the essay of Shabbos. Women are exempt from the essay. That's Tosus' assumption. Well, the challenge that assumption. That's Tosus' assumption. So Tosus writes something stunning. So all these Gemaras, Beit Zedavches, that don't allow for malacha to be done in the context of a mitzvah on yantif, because ein esei docholos esei ve'esei, you know, that's good for us. But I'll give you a great etzah. Let the woman do it. Now, let the woman be mechas l'adam. A woman can't do kisi adam. Shabbos chav dalet. Let the woman be sarif kodshim. You're going to scream in ein esei docholos ve'esei. How can that be? Women are not included in the essay. The essay is a mitzvah esei, shazman grama. That's dosis is kodshim. It's pretty heavy. Women are exempt from the essay of Shabbos Nesedia. That's the Tosus and Kedushin Lamedala, and that's Tosus' discussion. Wow. So Tosus answers. And Tosus doesn't budge from the assumption. Tosus answers the following. You know what? I'm going to kind of walk a very narrow line, Tosus says. A tightrope. You know what Tosus says? It's true. That women are technically exempt from the essay. But the essay is not irrelevant. If you have something that's a lav and an essay, it strengthens the lav. It indicates that halav olim, that's lashon Tosus. The lav is fortified, the lav is bolstered. And it's not nitan li dochos. Just like an essay can't be doch alav sheish bo paris. Two brothers marry two sisters. You're going to say yibum? No. That's nisr erva. The mitzvah of yibum is not going to be docha gili arayos. A mitzvah is not going to be docha a lav that is an avera chamura. And if something is a lav and an essay, the lav is more potent. The lav is more potent. And therefore, there's no dechia. I'll apply ein esei docholos esei ve'esei to yantif, even for women who are exempt from the essay, because the essay is not irrelevant. The essay fortifies, bolsters, supports the lav, and the lav is not nitan l'dochos. When the essay hits it, bounces right off. Now, the essay doesn't budge. You know, this essay, and it has a capacity. Now, it can push aside 100 pounds. This is a lav, an essay. It's 200 pounds. When the essay hits it, doesn't budge. Rabbi Kiveger, Anatosus, Negein Ashas, Kedushna Flamadala, just tells you, Ayin Tosus Kulin Kufmem Aleph. That's a really small Tosus. You know what that Tosus says? Let's assume a person engages in a case of ein esei docholos esei ve'esei. Our Gemara. I have a cloud of dirt. Well, you know, I have to solve the Baba Bidna. So I take the cloud of dirt, I put it on the dam, I break it down. I'm all proud of myself. You know, and somebody says, "What do you mean ein esei docholos esei ve'esei? What am I guilty of? What exactly am I guilty of?" Or to put the question this way, that's how Tosus does. When a person performs a mitzvah sasei, b'makom lo sasei v'sei, is there malchus? Lo kareinu loke. Whoa. So you know Tosus writes from Kuf Nala? Eino loke. If a person attempts a mitzvah sasei, b'makom lo sasei v'sei, eino loke. You know what the yisod of that Tosus is? Subtraction. Essay dochalos essay. So the essay cancels out the lav. But I have a balance. I have a remainder. I have a carryover. Now I'm still left with an essay. The essay and the essay neutralize each other. But I have a remainder of an essay. So Tosus writes a chiddush. if you attempt an essay by Malkmosis in an essay, you know what you're guilty of? You violated the essay. A bitul essay. And there's no malchus in a bitul essay. There's no malchus in a bitul essay. So whenever you have in Shas, in essay the chalos essay, the essay, ooh, beitzed aches, there's never malchus, because the essay, it's not that the lav doesn't budge, the lav does budge. The essay and the lav neutralize each other, but you have a balance. You have remained of a bitul essay. Boshev shat the kavan of Rabbi Kiveger is to tell you that's against the Tosus and Kedushin. Tosus and Kedushin says halav olim. That's a 200-pound lav that doesn't budge. Tosus and Chulin, of course it budges. Of course it budges. It's just not heter gamur. The essay neutralizes the lav, but you have a balance. You have a balance. So that's a pretty heavy chiddush that Tosus writes. That whenever you have, like Bar Gemara, in essay the chalosa say the essay, how do you view it? That there's no dechia whatsoever? Or no? In truth, the essay is doth of the lav, but you have a remainder of an essay, and you're guilty. You're guilty of a bitul essay. That's a pretty heavy one focus. No? Today is synthesis. Today is synthesis. If you look at the Ran and that sugya, in Kedush Naflam and Halev, the Ran disagrees fundamentally. The Ram writes, what is Tosus' assumption? Women are exempt from the essay of Shabbos. Why is that true? Oh, because women are exempt from Mitzvah Shazman Grano. The Ram writes, that's an important yisod. Bamed the Ram Amori, that women are exempt from Mitzvah Shazman Grano, Lulav Sukkah Shofar, when you have a standalone Mitzvah Shazman. But when you have something that's a lav and an essay, you ready? The lav and the essay are inseparable. The lav and the essay are inseparable. Okay, so I can't distinguish. What's true of one is true of the other. What's true of one is true of the other. So what exactly does that mean? I can't distinguish. What is true of one is true of the other. What does that mean? The Ram writes, what it means. Whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in the essay. You can't separate the lav from the essay, and the koveya is the lav. The essay is a function of the lav. So therefore, the Ram writes, I hope the whole thing is wrong. Tosus's whole assumption that women are exempt from the essay of Shabbos Yantif is not true. How can you compare a lav in an essay to a standalone essay? A standalone mitzvah seishas man grama women could be exempt. But if you have something like malacha, which is a lav and an essay, women who are obligated in the lav are obligated in the essay, and therefore, of course, there's no possibility of essay rachalosa say at all. Wow, that's a chiddush of the Ran. Disagreeing with the fundamental assumption of doses. No? On that very daf, Kedush Naflam Adalet, there's an incredible Ramban. That very Siddur Kedushin says the following. You know what? Women are exempt from Mitzvah She'Hazman Grama. That's good. What if you were to have a Mitzvah Seseh She'Ein Hazman Grama? Women are obligated, no? Okay, good. Women are obligated in the mitzvah she'ein hazman grama. What examples would you give of mitzvah she'ein hazman grama? You know, I could have given a lot of examples. But the Gemara mentions three cases. The Gemara says if you have a mitzvah she'ein hazman grama, nashim chayavos. For example, you ready? Shiluach hakan. For example, you ready? Basisa makul gagecha. For example, ready for this? A Shabbos Aveda. Those are mitzvahs to say, She'ein Hazman Grama, and Nashim Chayavos. Good? You ready for this Kasha the Ramban? Kasha the Ramban. Ooh. Those are examples of a mitzvah to say, She'ein Hazman Grama, that women are Chayiv. If the Gemara would have said, benching, okay, benching the mitzvah, She'ein Hazman Grama. Shiluach HaKan, Makeh, and Hashavas Aveda, all three of those are allowed. All three of those are allowed. No? Shidduch HaKam. No, what do you mean? Lo Sikach. And when it comes to Sis Maka, there's Nisr of Simas Damim. And when it comes to Shabbos Aveda, Lo Sucha Lizalim. They're all laughing. They're all laughing. How can the Gemara prove from those cases that women are chayiv and a mitzvah she'as man gram? Every case the Gemara mentions is allowed. And women are obligated in the law. That's the kash tamah. It's pretty heavy, no? Ready for the teretz, the Ramban? No. The law and the esser are inseparable. The law and the esser are inseparable. Okay. Okay, they're inseparable. I get it. You can't chisel them out. You can't separate them. You can't compartmentalize. I got that. So how do you flip it? Oh, so Ramban writes, you can't separate lav and esser. And therefore, whoever is obligated in the esser is obligated in the lav. So if women are obligated in Shiloh HaKan, Asis HaMakol Gagecha, Ashavas Aveda, that's a Rai Mochachas, that they're obligated in the essay. Because if they were exempt from the essay, they'd be exempt from the law. That's the Ramban. You with me? So you know what? I agree both the Ram and the Ramban are against Tosus. Because Tosus says you can separate a law from an essay. The Ram and Ramban both argue inseparable. They're one unit, But let me ask you a very simple question. Good, they're one unit. You can't separate. You can't say one chayiv, one potter. But how do you flip it? Is the essay a function of the lav, or is lav a function of the essay? What did the Ram say? You can't separate the lav from the essay. So whoever is obligated in lav is obligated in the essay. What did the Ramban say? You can't separate the law from the essay. And therefore, whoever is obligated in the essay is obligated in the law. And that's the right mochachas the Gemara has, that women are obligated in a mitzvah cessation, ein hazman grama. Because if women were exempt from the essay, they would not be obligated in the law. They would not be obligated in the law. So when I see that, it's like, whoa. On the one hand, the Ram and the Ramban are similar, but you can't separate the law from the essay, no? On the other hand, they sound like they're diametrically opposed to each other because I can't separate them. Okay, so what's the koveya? Is the koveya the essay? Is the koveya the law? Yes, the Ram says the koveya is the law. The Ramban says, no, the koveya is the essay. That's the Rai of the Gemara. You with me, no? So on the one hand, the Ram and the Ramban are quite similar. On the other hand, they sound to be radically different. So you know what I would tell you? They're not radically different. You know what I would tell you? They're the best of friends. And the Ram and the Ramban would absolutely agree with each other. But they're saying the opposite things, no? The Ram writes, you begin with the love. The Ramban writes, you begin with the essay. You know what I would just simply argue? You know what the answer is? It depends. Sometimes you begin with the love, and sometimes you begin with the essay. Love and essay are inseparable. But you have to know the starting point. Sometimes you start with the love, sometimes you start with the essay. Once you determine what the starting point is, we're good to go. So how does that work exactly? Let's say you're dealing with the Ram's case. Meleches Shabbos, Meleches Yom Tov. There's a lav and essay. You know, I want to set up like a situation of like Ikar and Tefillah. Now, what's primary, what's secondary? What is the function of what? What's the starting point? What would you say about Meleches Shabbos? As an example. You know, a person does a Melech on Shabbos. You're killed, no? Skila. Whoa, you know, okay. The essay, a person's mavach the essay of Shabbos. You know, yeah, okay, you know. No, don't brag. No, you know, that Ramban. No, don't do things that are not, you know, appropriate on Shabbos. Isn't it obvious, in terms of the Isurei Shabbos, that the essay pales compared to the lav? The starting point is the lav. You're chayiv skila, kareis, chattas for the lav. It's not true when it comes to an essay. I would say it's very mistaken when it comes to Shabbos that you begin with the lav. I'll even formulate it a little bit differently. When it comes to Shabbos, you know what the Torah is telling you? Don't you dare. Right? Don't you dare engage in the law. Do not do this. Do not. You know what I'm going to tell you? When the Torah stresses do not, do not, do not, isn't it clear that the law is zikr? The essay is zikr. When the Torah tells you do not, and the Torah tells you do not, and Shabbosim, isn't it obvious that the law is zikr? The law is zikr. What would you say about the other cases? Well, let's say, for example, Hashavas Aveda. There's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Hashav Teshivim. There's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. You know what? Oh, you know, I'm walking and I see there's a lost object. You know, like, I really have to access it, or I have to pick it up, and I really have to do a chazan or denounce it. You know what? I'm going to pretend as though I never saw it. No, I'll just walk away blind. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. No, lo sucha lisan, lo sucha lisan, lo sucha lisan. What's the starting point? Which is a function of which? Which is a function of which? Isn't it obvious now? One way is to argue as follows. You know what? There's a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. In order that you don't do your shtick, you know, or you're going to pretend that you didn't see it, and you're going to pretend that this wasn't on my radar. So Torah says, don't sulfur the sali, to reinforce the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Does it make any sense at all to say the opposite? The Torah begins with sulfur the sali. That really is the focus. Sulfur the sali. And in order to make sure you don't violate those sukhli sam, the Torah gives you a mitzvah of Hashem HaSaveda. That sounds so strange, no? Isn't it obvious that the starting point is the Chovas HaShava? And if you ask me why is that obvious, I would just say even intuitively. If the Torah is demanding Asiya, Hashem HaSaveda, of course the essay is Zikr. If the Torah is demanding refraining from Halacha, of course the Lav is Zikr. When the Torah tells you, don't you dare, love Zikr. When the Torah says, absolutely do, of course they say Zikr. When it comes to Hashavas Aveda, when it comes to Shabbos, they're exactly the opposite. When it comes to Hashavas Aveda, the intent of the Torah is that you're Meshiv Aveda, and Osuchali Salim is to support the essay. To support the essay. When it comes to Shabbos, the Torah says, refrain from Lach, you'll be Chayiv Skila. And the purpose of this is to support the law. So the Ramban and the Rana argue, you know what, the essay and Losis are inseparable. What's the starting point? You know what the answer is? It depends. If you're talking about the Ran, Shabbos Nyantuk, the starting point is allowed. If you're talking about Hakashavas Aveda, the starting point is the essay. Is the Torah demanding Kum Essay? Is the Torah insisting on Yavu Teshev Al Taaseh? And therefore, I'll tell you, the Ran and the Ran are complementing each other. But in Achinami against Tosus, where Tosus says that you can separate, you can sort out. I once had a Talmud that he did, to write a paper for psychology, whatever. So he put like envelopes, you know, exactly the same envelopes that had like simanim on them, ways to return it. This was in a different yeshiva, a previous life, you know, where the yeshiva had a lot of different buildings, huh? They had the Medrash, and they had the cafeteria, and they had the business school, and they had the, so you put the envelopes in all different parts of YU, you know, right now. And he wanted to see what came back. So that was like the basis of his experiment. So all the things that were left in the business school, they all came back. And the things in the library came back, the cafeteria basically came back. Anything left that they smedish, no one touched. didn't come back. You know, you're gonna pick up an aved in the basement. You know what? And now I have a chiyuv of hashava and a chiyuv of hachraza and a chiyuv of, you know what? So the firmer the location, the fewer things came back. No, sometimes that's what happens. Now, like you see a lost object, you kind of, you know, like, you don't want to go ahead and to return it. But mitzvah rabbah. That's the best thing about Lokas. No, Tosos, around the Ramban. I'll just mention one last point, which is also very, very significant. We'll see this, ooh, Beit Sadaf, Lamed, Yeshua, Tzlaf. Think of any example of Mitzvah Yeshua's manga. Okay. Are they Bekumi or Seher, they Beshev Altas? Bekumi or Seher, no? Lulav, Sukkah, Shofar. The Torah demands an act. Oh, but it's time-bound. Let me ask you the following question. Is there a tour of Zman Grama when the Torah says don't? When the Torah says don't? No? That's a Kiddush of Pnei Yeshua. Ooh, Beit Sadaf Lamed. Where the Pnei Yeshua writes the following. The tour of Zman Grama is time bar mitzvahs that require asiyah. If it's an essay, and it's Zman Grama, but the essay demands nothing, don't do. Like the essay of Malach HaGemara. There's a tour of Zman Grama. Is that really true? That's the Kiddush of Pnei Yeshua writes. That there's no tour of a Mitzvah Yeshua Zman Grama, unless the Torah tells, you know, the Avud Raham is just a svara, a nice svara. But it's a svara. It's not, you know. The Avud Raham writes, you know, women have certain responsibilities of the home. That famous Avud Raham, no? So how can the Torah say you're obligated to do this and do this and do this when things are time bound? No? Their time is already occupied. No? That's the svara of Avud Raham. But just as a mashal, that applies to Sheva Taseh. When the Torah is not telling you to do anything at all, the Torah is telling you don't. The Torah happens to frame it as an essay, and it's a Zman Grama. Shabbosam, Tishbos, Ushmart, and Esesh Abbas. Oh, so the Pnei Yeshua writes, there's no Torah Zman Grama in some of these Moshe Bautasa. And the Pnei Yeshua applies, what's the Sugya Beit Sadaf Lamed? That's the Sugya of Tosefes Yom HaKippur. That he writes the Rav Asher, that women are obligated in Tosefes Yom HaKippur. Women are obligated in Tosefes Shabbos. They're obligated in Tosefes Yom HaKippur. Because the Torah is saying, don't. No? Do not do malacha on Yom Kippur. Don't do malacha and don't eat and drink during this extended window of time. There's no Torah of Zman Grama when the Torah is telling you not to do something. There's only a Torah of Zman Grama when the Torah is telling you absolutely to do something. Oh, that's a big Kiddush. Bnei Yeshua, Beit Sadaf Lamed. If you take a look at the Tzlaf, Beit Sadaf Lamed, there the Noda B'Hidah writes, wait a second. You know why women are chayiv in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim? Because it's a Gemara. Sukkah Daf Kaf Ches. HaEzrach Barabbo Ses Anashim. It's a Gzeres HaPasuk. Bnei Yeshua. Tzlaf Christ, Bnei Yeshua's Sfar is not right at all. It's Gzeres HaPasuk. HaEzrach Barabbo Ses Anashim. That's pretty fascinating, no? If you can look at Chivas Rabbi Kivega, there's a section which is called Chivas HaFadashos. The Chivas HaFadashos in Simon Pei, Rabbi Kivega quotes this machlokes. Oh, he writes the following, which is always fascinating to learn. And it's always fascinating to learn. You would have said this, but there's a Gzeres HaKasuv that tells you this. How do you process that learning? No? Rabbi Kivega writes, no, I'll tell you a couple of ways. Number one is the premise is absolutely true. And that's why you need a Gzeres HaKasuv. The premise was true, is true, will be true. And that's why you need a Gzeres HaKasuv. Or Rabbi Kivega writes another possibility. Now, that's really important when it comes to learning. Now, you would have said this, but you have a pasuk. You know what you see? The premise is wrong. The premise is wrong. That's exactly what the pasuk teaches you. So Rabbi Kivega writes, he thinks that's the issue. You have a drasha that there's a p'tur of Zman Grama, and you have a pasuk that says, women are chayiv until Tosefes Yom HaKippur, HaEzra. What is that telling you? Is that telling you there's a p'tur of Zman Grama, even if the Torah says don't? Shema Tasa. But Ezrach is a Yotzim in a cloud, but the Yotzim in a cloud proves the cloud? Or no, this is not a Xeris HaKasa. Why in the world do you think that the Torah goes out of its way and says that women are chayv until seventh Yom HaKippur, even women are exempt from lulav? You know what the answer is? Because lulav is b'kum esay. And Tosefis is b'sheva tase. And that's the klal now. The klal is that the Torah Zman Grama only applies to kum esay and doesn't apply to sheva tase. That's like fascinating. Now you have it in every other daf. Now, when the Gemara quotes a pasuk to tell you something, does that confirm the Hava Amina or does that refute the Hava Amina? Is it the Hava Amina is true? And that's why it's necessary to post it to tell you this is exceptional? Or no, you have to revamp the entire cloud. That's what Rabbi Kivega writes. I would just make the following comment. Tosa says that women are exempt from the Essay of Malacha. And when the Ran explains that women are obligated in the Essay of Malacha, the Ran just simply says because it's allowed in an essay, whoever is obligated in love is obligated in an essay. But clearly they're assuming that even though the essay of Shabbos and of Sheva Tasa, that's not a reason to exempt from it. It's not a reason to exempt. No? So either they're, one could argue that, there's a tour, because there's man grama, but to say just simply, sheva tas, and therefore women are chayavos. No, that's not. Either they're exempt, or they're chayavos because lav in essay. Poshup shop when it comes to this machlokes, at least the Ran and Tosos are assuming that the fact there's an essay of our Gemara to refrain from Malacha, Anyantiv. In such a case, Tosos women are exempt, and they're on the only reason they're chayv is because it's a lav in an essay. Maybe not as a simple svar of Pnei Yeshua that, well, if it's b'shev al tas, there's no basis of tour whatsoever. Right, we'll have to see what we do that sugya of lamed. Is it so obvious that Tosefis is shev al tas? Isn't so obvious. Refraining from Malacha Sheva Tasa. Tosefes Yom Kippur Tosefes Shabbos is B'Sheva Tasa. The Ritzus Mefurish Rosh Hashanah Tes. Tosefes is not B'Sheva Tasa. Just sitting back and doing Malacha, you don't fulfill the mitzvah Tosefes. Tosefes requires an active Asiya, an active Kabbalah of the Kedusha Sayyam. It's not just simply that which is B'Sheva Tasa. Okay, so we can pause it. As we see these. Okay, so let's see. Tomorrow, not shir, and it's a shem that the rest of the week, and soon we'll give shir, and the beginning of next week as well, and I'll be back next shem next Wednesday. So learn Bahasmada, and I want you to chazal the sugis as much as you can. And it's a shem on Bava Malka that's coming now, and also Shabbos as well. So you have to make me proud now, and then we'll, it's a shem, continue with the next Mishnah and We have to do Hafreshes Chalam, not Tes Amidala. So I've learned some Zorayim. So if you can learn Zorayim, come back and go through the Sefer Salah. And the long toast is Gilgalisa. No, you can't skip these things. Yesodos of Zorayim. Yesodos of Zorayim. It's Meretz Hashem. Okay.